Hi, everyone. It's Tanzina Vega with you on The Takeaway. The Supreme Court starts its new term today, and while the exact makeup of that court might be in doubt, there are 38 cases that have been announced so far. And here to tell us what we can expect is John Q. Barrett, constitutional law professor at St. John's University. Professor Barrett, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
So lots of talk about the Supreme Court, but let's focus on this term specifically. What are some of the big cases that we should be paying attention to?
Well, the court currently has filled about half of its docket. As you mentioned, about 38 cases. One is a case called Gamble versus United States, which is about the separate sovereigns doctrine under the Double Jeopardy Clause. Before your eyes glaze over, the question is, once you've already been prosecuted for a crime in Alabama, may the United States prosecute you for a federal crime that is exactly the same as the state law crime?
And where does that law stand now, the separate sovereigns doctrine? How does that work?
A long established doctrine that the Double Jeopardy Clause of the Fifth Amendment does not prohibit a state and then the federal government, or reverse the order, from prosecuting the same crime because they are separate sovereigns. They're separate governments. So in the Gamble case, the court is going to look at whether it should overrule its precedent and hold that the Double Jeopardy Clause prohibits a second prosecution once either a state or the feds have prosecuted a crime.
Could that have any unique implications under this current administration, or how do you see that playing out?
There's some speculation about how this case, and if the court reversed its separate sovereigns doctrine, would impact Robert Mueller and his prosecutions. Theoretically, there are state prosecutors sort of hovering in the background, and if some crimes that Mueller is prosecuting aren't fully completed, the idea is then that perhaps the New York State Attorney General or a district attorney could step into the breach. This doesn't cleanly apply to that, because what separate sovereigns limits is a second prosecution after a completed first prosecution. So if, for instance, President Trump were to blanket pardon everyone, they would not be completed prosecutions, with the exception of a couple which have pled guilty or been tried and convicted, like Paul Manafort. So for people who have not yet been prosecuted by the federal government, the second sovereign's doctrine has not yet kicked in. So losing it would not materially change things, in my view.
There's another case, Madison v. Alabama. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting case. It's a capital punishment case, a death penalty case. And Mr. Madison, on death row in Alabama, has been there for a long time, is suffering from dementia, and no longer recalls at all the details of the crime, and really much more than that. He's deeply mentally debilitated. The question is, under the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, is it unconstitutional to execute someone for a crime that they no longer recall? It's as if they're a blank slate. And so in terms of culpability, accountability, moral justification for that execution, do you still have the murderer? Or in a sense, do you have somebody who is now as if he were not involved because he has no idea what's happening to him? This would have been a particularly interesting issue last term when Justice Anthony Kennedy was on the court, because he was the author and really the fifth vote on much of the court's Eighth Amendment jurisprudence about cruel and unusual punishment. But of course, Justice Kennedy retired, and it's now a court of eight. And Chief Justice Roberts is really important going forward. In the short term, with all the Judge Kavanaugh hearing controversy, the court is besmirched. The court is dirtied up, and the court's reputation is at stake. And I think that will cause the chief and others to sort of rally around and seek common ground to the extent they can, not to be polarized court if they can decide issues narrowly, and also perhaps to pick its cases to avoid in the short term some hot buttons.
Lots to pay attention to this term. John Q. Barrett is a constitutional law professor at St. John's University. Professor Barrett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.